for wait. Hey, father.
The bewitching. Oh, time for loving, mama.
Power your chester. You call him, man, pa. After a man, now, chester. I want you to check out the greatest karate expert. Oh, Wong Yu. The bells of death.
Music like dirt for your money's worth. Reggae-matic soul shakedown sounds. Rougher than rough, redder than dread, heavier than lead. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8 to 9 a.m. with your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. Loco, 107.3 FM.
Hey, so you come back to mash up the place, this head is calm, cool. Taking you on a nice color. Enter the track.
Don't guns. Welcome back,
boys and girls.
That's right.
Rewind.
Okay. Here we go. Welcome to Music Like Dirt for your money's worth with your sound operator. Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. Local 107.3 CFMH in the port city, St. John, New Brunswick. Maybe in some other places if you're picking this up in your other hometowns all around. Bringing the sound to your own downtown, boys and girls. Yes, that's right. I have been away for one and a half weeks. It's been a little while. And hopefully you've enjoyed some of the programming we've been digging in the meantime, ladies and gents. We heard a repeat episode last week of the first week's shows, because this kind of came hot off the presses onto the air from me to you with nary any advance warning. It was just a surprise. Here's a new radio show. It's on today. So if you missed the first week, then you heard it last week. And we had a great little spotlight on Halifax's own, Halifax, Nova Scotia's King Conqueror. Great roughneck, two-tone, frat sound, garage, rock steady, rock and roll, reggae-matic hit sounds. So hopefully you enjoyed some of that. Yes, I have been in Winnipeg, in London, Ontario, and in Winnipeg, Manitoba for the last week. Cavorting first with a dear old friend of mine and a partner in ska crimes, Mr. Woody Nightshade, going back to the days of yore when a little troupe called Lloyd Crandall and the Organizers stomped around town a bit, bringing you some rhythm and blue beat, rock steady music. And then I went to Winnipeg, Manitoba for the National Campus and Community Radio Association Conference, or the NCRC, of course, as it is known to be called. And that was also a grand old time. Always a thrilling time. Now, y'all out there in listening land might, as you may assume, community radio can be an anomalous thing. An anomalous thing in any community, because what this thing does is it represents the underbelly, the alternative, the non-mainstream media. And the mainstream media is a saturated phenomenon, ladies and gents. It is a ubiquitous thing. It dominates the airwaves. That's why it's called the mainstream, and it can be very problematic at times. And so it's always a real thrill ride for kids like us involved in the non-mainstream media to get a chance to hop out and sort of have a little summer camp party time with the other kids who also do community radio in their very own towns across this nation of ours of Canada. So that was fun. Found myself in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Learned a lot of cool stuff. Lots of cool kids around. Ate some great food this Mad Boss DJ doesn't get out to all the record fairs all the time. For some reasons, there's something or lack of funds or prior obligations or something or another keeps me from getting to the record fairs that go on in this here region. And so whenever I find myself lucky enough to travel to another place, I like to drop a few bucks on some records. And boy, oh boy, did I come back with a doozy of a trunk full this time. Yes. And you heard a bit of that in that opening set, but I'll get on to telling you what you actually really heard instead of me just yammering about the community radio conference, which was great fun. Great thanks to CKUW in Winnipeg for hosting it. Good job, guys, and again, super kudos on the food. Got some good stuff going on campus there. Props. We started out on the show, of course, today. You're hearing a bit of a punkier side of the reggae party this time around, and we got some two-tone sounds going on. We started out with The Beat, with a track from their debut LP, a number called Twist and Crawl. From The Ruts, yes. Super bad band, ladies and gents. Not quite so well known. I'm sure many of you have heard Babylon is Burning or Staring at the Rude Boys and all sorts of stuff like that. And they've been floating around. The Ruts are no secret. But they don't get the props that some of the other punk rock kids get. Or some of the other two-tone ska kind of kids get from all this English, the Anglo rhythm sound. But we heard a little track called Dope for Guns there from their debut album, The Crack. And lastly there, we heard a little band that you might have heard of called the Automatics, a.k.a. the Coventry Automatics, a.k.a. lots of a.k.a.s in this band's history, actually. But mostly and importantly, The Specials. This was one of the several records I picked up that I was extremely thrilled to have come across. collection of demos from 1978, when a six-piece band called the Automatics traveled from Coventry to London to record some demo tapes with the intention of shopping around for a record label. Of course, this record label success was not to be found, so what did they do? They made history with a movement coming from them to me and you, ladies and gents, the two-tone sound, Mr. Jerry Damners and that whole gang, spawning, well, I was going to say dozens, but probably more like just a dozen. But anyway, spawning a boisterous, bouncing, and beatific scene of music in the United Kingdom, a multicultural tour de force, ladies and gentlemen, especially at a time when it was especially unheard of for the black kids and the white kids to get down with it together. And so, in the face of things like the National Front and Thatcherism and the Falkland War and all that sort of stuff, we had some beautiful Anglo-Jamaican sounds bubbling up from the underground, ladies and gents, and the Specials, of course, spearheaded this with their two-tone label. But what you hear there is the very infancy, the brief, fleeting genesis of this. It's an entire LP of songs, many of which are alternate versions of what eventually showed up on their debut LP, produced by Elvis Costello, which I'm sure we all know and love, and we'll hear on this show a fair bit in the future, of course. And I just flew in from Winnipeg yesterday afternoon, and I really haven't had a chance to listen to any of these, so I just quickly nabbed two cuts that I figure would be corkas, and boys, oh boys, are they ever. So you heard a sort of a fetal version of Concrete Jungle right there. And we're going to keep on keeping on. Got some other cool stuff brought back from the Pag City. And we might hear some of that today. We might not. Got some an original Prince Buster LP from 67, which is very exciting. Got some great Clash bootlegs as well, which those we won't hear today. But you never know, they might show up sometime, someday, in some incarnation. But without further ado, we're going to get back to this Automatics LP, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, that's right, the Coventry Automatics, the Special, a.k.a. And you're going to hear a number. This one's going out to Mr. Spice Boyer. If you listen out there, this is a cut that he first brought to my attention. Something that I'd heard around before, but never really sort of sunk my teeth into it. And I know it's this kid's special favorite ska song. And so made me pay some extra attention to it, and I gotta say, it's one of my special favorite ska songs too, big guy. So going out from me to you, Mr. Boy, this is the demo version, the Automatics, bringing It's Up to You to you on local 107.3 FM CFMH, and because I think I did not say that, this is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon, and this is Music Like Dirt for Your Money's Worth on CFMH, local 107.3 FM in the Port City, St. John, New Brunswick.
What? you gonna do when my rhymes come for you? And they won't go away. They want the whole world paid to pray. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you.
Let your feet go in the chair. Start to skank with me and cheer. And we're gonna rock the house. So get up on the stage and dance until you'll be set the clocks. We've got 2 minutes to solve this awful crime. You better hurry, cause we're running out.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Music Like Dirt on Local 107.3 FM, coming at you out of the port city of St. John. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. And we are right here on the airwaves in the port city, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 to 9 in the AM. And currently you can catch a rebroadcast of us from 1 to 3 p.m. Saturday afternoons. Kicking your weekend afternoon off right, ladies and gents. Kicking off your weekday mornings, right? That's right. And there's a pretty cool block of music right now on Local 107.3 FM in the 8 to 9 slot. So I encourage y'all to set your drive home times accordingly. From 8 to 9, we got World Beat Canada Radio on Mondays. Tuesdays, Music Like Dirt 8 to 9. Wednesdays, part 1 of the alternating show. Coming at you out of the States. Get some more info on that. I forget what station exactly produces it, but it's a fantastic show. The other black music slash ambience Congo. Thursday mornings we have part 2 of your weekly Music Like Dirt deep dish dub dirt sound system. And Fridays we have part 2 of the other black music and ambience Congo, ladies and gents. So you want to dig those sounds. Great rhythm sounds, 8 to 9 a.m. weekdays. On Local 107.3 CFMH. And we're listening to some two-tone styles today, ladies and gents. Yes, some Anglo-Jamaican sounds with which we started the set. Then we brought things back up north of the border to the Great White North. We started out, though, with the demo version. The Automatics, soon to be known The Specials, ladies and gents, of course, off of a collection of demo recordings. Picked up in Winnipeg last week at the National Community Radio Association Conference. Very good time. But that was a demo version of It's Up to You, kicking that set out. We had some Canadian sounds after that in a two-tone sort of idiom, ladies and gents. The Operators with Hawaii 93. We had the two-tone Scuds theme by the two-tone Scuds. Out of Halifax, Nova Scotia, we had Dr. Skankworthy with Doctor's Orders, and you heard a whole heap and helping of King Conqueror on the show 2 weeks back, and that would be an earlier incarnation of that group. Yes, that's right. That was Judge Raleigh right there, barking the Doctor's Orders at you with Dr. Skankworthy. And lastly there, some of the folks who were part of making it happen in Montreal throughout the 90s, the early 90s, well into the late 90s, and the big old ska boom of the 90s and all that stuff, a lot of which isn't really worth writing home about, in all honesty. But these guys were the kingpins, and justifiably so, living up to the namesake. With the Planet Smashers kicking off the whole Stomp Records thing and keeping that running for quite some time. And the Smashers are still going, boys and girls, so that's real cool too in their park. And you'll hear some of them on the show at some point as well in the future. But we had calling Dr. Halajian from the Kingpin's debut LP, Watch Your Back. And in this sort of culture mashup reggae sound, ladies and gents, we're going to move on over to a different kind of Anglo-Jamaican style. And some really great bands that I have gotten to really dig over the years. And we'll dip our toes. We're just going to hear a couple cuts from some of this crew today. But we'll dip our toes into some more of this in the future. And, you know, as much as I was playing a lot of the sort of Summer Records, Malton, Ontario crew for you there on some of the recent episodes. And, of course, you'll hear lots of them in the future as well. Maybe even some more today. Because there's lots of good music there to be had, ladies and gents. But similar sort of phenomenon where you had through the 70s some kids migrating up through Canada, heading over to the UK, and some of them setting up shop in Canada, either temporarily or on a permanent style kind of basis. And but as such, obviously, a lot of these folks ended up in the UK. Huge, strong house rocking Caribbean community there, ladies and gents, since the 60s. Since probably before that. I don't know the full history necessarily, but I know that lots of great blue beat sounds have come out of the United Kingdom, aside from the whole two-tone movement. And so the roots scene was no exception, and you had lots of the kids of the Jamaican immigrants hitting up, and the Caribbean immigrants in that community hitting up the UK, and growing up there, and making their own new kind of UK roots style, ladies and gents. And so we're going to hear a couple of those UK roots bands in the next set, starting out with one of the heads of the heap of the sound, ladies and gents, from their record Hewlett. We're going to hear Aswad. We're going to hear a little Steel Pulse after this. And, some folks making a definitely a uniquely Jamaican but distinctly English approach on the roots sound, ladies and gents. So I'm just going to let the music do the talking, boys and girls, but dig this sound. This is Aswad from their LP Hewlett with a track called Not Guilty. You're listening to Music Like Dirt on CFMH Local 107.3 FM out of St. John, New Brunswick, the Port City. Here you go.
the man. Believe them, Jah, they know not what they're doing. They blame the Rasta man. They blame the Rasta man. It doesn't matter what the Rasta man say. They want to crucify him anyway. Only Jah know. Only Jah know. Only Jah know.
Yes, welcome back, boys and girls. That's right. That was Mr. Jerry Brown, Summer Records' own head honcho, the Big Cheese, the man from the Malton basement, Mr. Jerry Brown, with a track called Sufferer, ladies and gents. Before that, we had some Anglo-Jamaican styles, some root styles, though, as opposed to the two-tone styles we had earlier in the show. You had Steel Pulse with Macca Splaff from their LP Handsworth Revolution. And we had from Aswad's Hewlett, we had a track called Not Guilty, starting that set out, ladies and gents. That's right. You're listening to Music Like Dirt for Your Money's Worth with your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. Produced out of Local 107.3 FM, Tuesdays and Thursday mornings, 8 to 9 a.m., ladies and gents. And city of St. John, New Brunswick. And maybe coming to a radio station near you in your very own community, too. I hope so. I hope it's true. We're going to head on out here, kids, because we like the classics. I got to say, my favorite. I love all this stuff. I love the two-tone sounds. Down with the root sounds, big dub fan, boys and girls. You're gonna hear lots of all kinds of ska styles on this show, but we always like to bring it back to the classics, ladies and gents. So since we've been playing lots of Anglo-Jamaican styles, we're gonna give you and a lot of those styles, especially the two-tone kids. They really love to reference back to the classics, ladies and gents. There's a classic at the heart of, you know, got to be at least half the cuts you hear on coming out of the old two-tone sound. So we're going to give you some of that right now. This is the closing, covered as the closing track on the Beat's first LP, I Can't Stand It. But you're going to, or Just Can't Stop It, rather. But you're going to get the original one. This is the Pioneers with Jackpot on Music Like Dirt for Your Money's Worth out of CFMH, Local 107.3 FM. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. Tune in for part two, Thursday morning at 8 a.m., ladies and gents.
Me catch a jackpot, me catch a jackpot, me catch a jackpot.